Hi, this is Chip Talk Podcast with Princess Amarachi. This podcast looks at little things we say and don't do, and the effects of failed promises on me, on you, and on us. And so in Chip Talk, we say it to do it.
So if you're actually someone who's weighty, or you're slimmer, or you have a friend who's weighty and you're looking for a way to get tips, to get that motivation, that inspiration to lose that weight, then call them in as we go on today's episode. So let me tell you one story. I saw a friend one of the days I came to a particular city here in Lagos, and then I was like, wow, is this you? You've grown fat. And he's like, well, let me tell you my story. I was sick. I went to the hospital. When I was coming out from the hospital, I grew fatter. And no one believes I've been sick all this while. And I'm like, I can't believe you've been sick all this while too. But he said, well, that's my story. What do I do? I've been trying to lose weight, but it seems hard. And I'm like, oh, I can relate. Well, that's just it. It doesn't matter how fat or how big or small you look. You can actually look small, but you're overweight. And you can actually look big, but you have a normal weight. So this means that it's not just about the size. But really, I don't even get to know about some changes until I get to add flesh. And then my clothes get tighter, or even someone comments on my body, like, you're adding weight, then I'll shout, it's God, oh! Like, it's truly God. Yes, who can relate when you don't know that you've got some pounds until people begin to identify, or people begin to talk about it, and you're not asking, how did I get here? What did I do? What have I been doing? The thing is this. Nothing just happens by chance. We add weight when we've done more of the intake than letting out. When you've done a lot of eating, you've done a lot of gathering, and you don't exercise, you don't burn out the fat. There's also an exception to this. Most of us, the speed at which we get fat, or which we get overweight, or which we add weight, differs. Because it's based on maybe genetic makeup. Some persons get to lose weight more than others. For me, I think I lose weight speedily than I add. Or do I add weight speedily? I can add weight in just a whole lot of weight in just 1 week. And you're like, I just saw you last week, but this is not you. But when I want to lose it, I can still lose it in 2 days. And you're like, I just saw you a few days ago. It's still not you. So it's about body makeup. So when you understand your body makeup, you understand how you got here. You understand what you've been eating and how your body responds to what you've been eating. So we talk about losing weight when our weight affects our daily activities. That's when does our weight become worrisome? When is it that time that you have to like think about it? When is it that time that you have to wonder, what do I do? When your weight becomes worrisome is when it affects your daily activities. When you can't do your normal jogging, you walk a little and you're panting. You're always drowsy. You're sluggish over a lot of things. A lot of persons have stopped halfway with their slimming plans. They've done the dieting, they've done the exercising and the rest. And they say it's not working out. Why? Because they've been doing it over time, and then the results they're expecting, they do not get it. What are the real reasons why it seems hard to shed off that fat? What are the real reasons why it seems very difficult to look the way we want to look? Because I feel that, firstly, one disadvantage that adding a lot of weight does to people is that it affects their confidence. And when something affects your confidence, it makes you look inferior. You can't do things you normally would do. You can't relate with people without having being defensive and aggressive, because you want to protect your interest that you already have damaged with inferiority. So that's why it's necessary you do things that make you comfortable, and as well build confidence in yourself. And understand that it's not just about your outward appearance as well. But one thing that needs to be noted is that adding weight is about our health. Anything that is not healthy here in Chip Talk, I wouldn't recommend that we continue with it. So the first reason why you have to shed off that fat is because of health reasons. Secondly, you have to shed off that fat because it might not look good on you. Yes, what's the essence of the calories and every other thing? Thirdly, you have to shed off that fat so that you can do things smarter and better. So first thing that makes people feel losing weight is hard is that they are not real to their weight loss plans. You need to be real to yourself. I've seen a soap opera where a lady came up and said, I want to lose like 200 pounds within a few days. And then she stopped eating food. She was just munching veggies up and down and taking water. And that was just like speedily. It was just sudden. It wasn't planned and nothing. And she really couldn't keep to it. In a matter of 2 days, she got tired and then she started eating like she has never eaten before. And then when you meet her, she's going to tell you that it's really hard to lose weight. She lost it. She gave up. And that was because she wasn't real. You need to start being real with your plans. Start with little steps. I want to lose like 2 pounds in 1 week. That's okay. How do I do it? Firstly, because I'm a heavy eater, I think I need to reduce my intake of so-and-so food or fatty foods by this level. That's realistic. So you have to be real to yourself and set realistic goals concerning your weight loss plan. Don't want to lose a weight that you accumulated over the years in just 1 week or 2 days or even a month. It is taking time, and so it has to take time. Unless you're taking slimming teas, even slimming teas do take time. So, but if you want to go natural with the exercise, dieting, and the rest, you understand, then you have to be ready to take the time as well. It's something that accumulated over time, so you have to shed it off over time as well. And then there's no need to compare your speed with that of another because your case is different. That's why I say you need to understand your body type and your body size and how your body responds. Do you lose weight fastly or does it take time? Do you accumulate it easily? Are you naturally fat or you're slimmer? What's the medical condition? Is there a genetic attachment to it? Is this hereditary? All these things gives you the understanding of your body. So you take it cool on yourself. You don't have to be hard on yourself. When you compare yourself with people, you lose that understanding of your body's makeup. So you don't have to compare yourself with people, understand? So you shouldn't want to lose tons of weight in a month because someone told you that. Do well to find out what the person has been doing and understand the person's body type too. So this thing happened over time and it's not going to be done overnight. Be patient with the process and disciplined as well with your plans. Are we really disciplined with our plans? Are you disciplined with your plans? Losing weight is inevitably going to require at least some effort. It is hard because we don't want to put effort, but if you're ready to put in effort, then it becomes easy. So why weight loss isn't a walk in the park? It doesn't have to be a long and tedious and it doesn't have to be a death sentence. Some persons are already going to die when they hear that you're going to get yourself involved in a weight loss plan or in a diet plan. By the way, I want us to understand that dieting is supposed to be a normal lifestyle. But because we have really bad diet habits, that's why it seems as when someone is on diet, it's like the person is on a death sentence. So the most important principle of weight loss is this: make it as easy as possible. In one way, this means eat as much as you can. The word can is because your diet allows you, while still losing weight, don't just decide to cut off yourself from eating. Don't just decide to take yourself off food or decide to take yourself off water because you want to lose weight. Do it little by little and be patient. That's why it seems hard. We're not patient and disciplined. Losing weight isn't that hard if you're patient and disciplined. So taking a lot of water and exercise. Don't just focus on the diet, because I know most of us focus on the diet and then we don't do the exercise that is befitting for what we want to achieve. Understand, I said befitting because you need to do the particular exercise that is going to give you your desired goals. There are different exercises for different reasons. Now, it's either you're doing dieting or exercising. No, you have to be doing that. You take your diet as planned and then do your exercise as you're supposed to do it, in the way you're supposed to do it. Just like the way we take the doctor's prescription religiously. You just have to do these things religiously. And then I think I also got the complaint that if I've got to lose weight, then I have to stop taking carbohydrates and fatty foods. Really? I think that depends on extent to which you've accumulated the weight and then how you would want to lose the weight. So when most people try to lose weight, they either stop eating the food they like the most, they change all their meals to something less appealing, or they do both of them. But here's the thing. The difference between eating an unpleasant meal in the evening either in a social setting or alone, is identical in terms of caloric impact, but different in terms of emotional cost. What I mean is this. When you give yourself a weight loss plan that affects your emotions, that makes you feel like you're going to die. Do you understand? Where you feel like, oh Lord, what have I gotten myself into? Why did I allow myself to get to this stage where I don't have to eat what I want to eat and have to do what I want to do? Then you're actually going to get tired halfway because it's not appealing to you. So you have to make your weight loss plan appealing to you. That way is not going to be difficult. You don't need to knock yourself out of the society because you've added weight. No. You don't need to get yourself out of your relationship with people because you've added weight. No. You just have to follow through with the plans, sticking with the plans, be disciplined enough with your plans, be patient enough with your plans. So if you do this, if you're very religious with it, let me use the word, then you find out that there's definitely nothing. There's nothing difficult. There's nothing hard to do. And then let me not forget to tell you this. You need to get on with foods that you like. There are fruits, there are foods that you have that have less fat, and then be creative with it. Understand that you don't start with a cheap talk. Losing weight is hard because it is not as hard as you think. The thing is this, you want to lose a weight you got in 1 year in 1 day. And truth be told, that is unrealistic. So whichever one you want to achieve, it is achievable with time and steps taken rightly, with patience and discipline. Come on, don't be too hard on yourself. So please don't starve yourself to the point of death or suffocate yourself with uncomfortable gaiters because you want to lose weight. No, you certainly get tired halfway. You want to shed that fat? Meet the doctor, meet a dietitian, meet a nutritionist, get to the gym, take enough, a lot of water, eat fruits, do your exercises regularly, you understand? Take some strolls, get yourself physical, you understand? If you use a lot of machines around you or you do a lot of works that don't get you sweating and mechanical or get you kinetic, I think you need to just get on with things. Maybe you use the blender. Maybe you should just go get the mortar and pestle and pound. You never can tell with that. You just lose, shed some fat and you're where you want to go. So nothing is too hard when it's done rightly and in a comfortable pace. Be comfortable with yourself. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Just take it little by little and you will not stop halfway. This is it. You can achieve it. It is achievable if you believe that it's not cheap talk. So see you achieving your weight goals here on Cheap Talk. Thank you so much. This is where we draw the curtain on today's episode of Losing Weight is Hard. Don't ever say losing weight is hard. That is Cheap Talk. And remember, here in Cheap Talk, by the time we're done talking, you understand that we say it to do it right. And we do it right because we said it. That's it. Remember that you can leave a review over on iTunes, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jamit FM. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Princess Amarachi. And then on Instagram at Marachi Princess. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode hosted by me from Jamit.fm. Stay cool and see you losing that weight. Bye. Cheap Talk is hosted by Princess Amarachi, produced, edited, and mixed by Aiko Rizu in the Jamit Studio. Cheap Talk is an original production from Jamit Media.